This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Louisiana leads the nation in locking people in prison for life, even when jurors can't agree on their guilt, with 103 people per 100,000 residents in for the full term. More than double the number from Mississippi, the next highest, and five times out of Arkansas, just out of the top 10. In 1983, union membership was 17.7 million. Representing 20% of all wage and salary workers. In 2017, it was 14.8 million, representing just 10.7% of those workers. A report on Facebook's role in Sri Lanka as an example of a developing country finds the news feed designed to hold attention can amplify dangerous tendencies and vicious rumors where there are weak mediating institutions. Since November 2016, the Democratic Socialists of America's membership has increased to 35,000 people nationwide from about 5,000. The number of local chapters has gone from 40 to 181, including 10 in Texas. The Trump administration says that it's planning to roll back a rule from the Obama administration in order to allow doctors and hospitals to discriminate against transgender people. Washington State passed the first state law banning firefighting foam and food packaging containing PFOA and PFOS and the entire class of chemicals they belong to as potential cancer agents. The EPA has done nothing over two decades since danger was identified. An analysis of high school yearbook photos revealed that smiles grew larger, toothier, and more intense over the course of the 20th century. When Walmart opened stores in Germany, it had to scrap its requirement that employees smile because some customers misread it as flirting. The March for Science celebrated its second year and shows signs of becoming a movement. Poland has some of the most polluted air in all of the European Union and 33 of its 50 dirtiest cities. Under Spanish law, residents who are citizens of another country can vote and run for office in municipal elections as long as they meet the local standard for residency. Amazon's warehouses employ more than 125,000 full-time workers in the U.S. Median pay for Amazon's more than 500,000 workers worldwide because of its vast warehouse workforce is $28,446 in 2017. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.